It is 841 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Hischer, thanks for being with us here this morning. Each week during the football season, we get a chance to chat with the head coach of the Knox Prairie Fire, Damon DeMayo, who joins us this morning. Coach, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. It's a nice, wet Friday morning, but we're still getting at it and excited for another weekend of football.
Well, now that classes have started at Knox, you guys get in and kind of get an early workout, and you were able to kind of just get in before any lightning around the area or anything.
Yeah, for those that don't know, we practice in the morning, so we're outside about 6:30 on the field, and we're trying to wrap up about 8 o'clock. And we cut the – our athletic trainer came over with the lightning warning and said, you got about one play left. And I was like, perfect, field goal. Let's go and finish this off and call it a morning. So I think we're going to get wet today, and definite plan ahead if you're going to a game today or tonight, because it's going to be kind of a messy one.
Yeah, and which actually makes for a pretty good day tomorrow. If you like football, the Galesburg freshmen will kick off at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning out at Van Dyke Field. The varsity kickoff at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning as they've been moved. And then the Prairie Fire 1 o'clock kickoff at the Nosher Bowl after a bye week for the entire Midwest Conference. You kick off Midwest Conference play. You got the Beloit Buccaneers coming into town. So your guys coming off a really good game 2 weeks ago. And we kind of were talking off the air that the bye week is what it is. It's not necessarily a bad thing, especially with your guys just getting classes started. But you also were coming off a game where everything kind of clicked. Do you think did the bye week maybe have any effect on that at all? Because I know the guys got to be ready to play. They probably wish they would have had a game last week.
Oh, yeah. Definitely ready for a game last week and then having that downtime. It's always good to kind of refresh. I do feel the bye week is a bit early for us, but it is what it is. And I know our guys, even this morning, we're talking about they're ready to play another opponent. And looking forward to tomorrow's kickoff at 1 o'clock with Beloit. Familiar face, Beloit College, coming to town.
But new head coach there, but yet familiar to the Midwest Conference.
Absolutely. The offensive coordinator from Lake Forest College, having a lot of success, took over at Beloit in the offseason. So he's in his first year as a head coach and first year leading the Beloit Buccaneers. And but he's a guy I know, a good guy, and he brought on staff the defense coordinator from McMurray College, which some people are familiar with. And so he's definitely, these are Midwest guys that are familiar with Illinois and football in the region.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Beloit and what you expect from them, especially with a new head coach. And you know, he's an offensive guy.
Yeah, definitely an offensive guy. And they're familiar with us and what we do on defense. So I think they're going to be well prepared. They're playing some young guys. They're still trying to establish their program a little bit. So they've always been able to run the ball. And I think that's something they're going to try to establish tomorrow with their running game. And the offensive coordinator does a good job getting that prepared. Defensively, I think they're quick and fast. And they move around well. And that's the question of, can we establish our run game, you know, with the weather, what it could be? I think the importance of that tomorrow will be very, very paramount. And we saw it this morning, even at practice, when the wind starts blowing in the bowl, it gets pretty dicey trying to throw the ball down the field. So it should be a good football game, and I'm looking forward to seeing our guys compete tomorrow.
You know, it sometimes becomes a little bit cliche, but I mean, is there a most important thing? Because one, I know we talk about every week, mistakes and how they can kill you, and you know, you just can't afford to make them, whether it's turnovers, penalties, whatever the case may be.
We've been talking a lot this week about consistency, because as you come out of week one into two and you get a bye week in there, and now it's, can we play a consistent level and not have the big blundering play that really kind of costs you the game or makes it very, very difficult on you, regardless of when that will happen. Sometimes it happens early and then you're trying to catch up with it, or sometimes it's right at the end of the game. And, you know, you missed that last kick, and that's it for you, your chances that day. So for us, you know, this week, it's really about consistency, and it's a good lesson for our guys to learn when you're talking academically as well and going to class every day and doing homework every day and preparing yourself and living a consistent life.
You talked about a little bit about the weather tomorrow and in the bowl. Obviously, you've got the turf there. Does the rain have much effect? I mean, it can probably still get a little bit slick, can it? Or depending on how much rain you got?
The turf is really, really good. But I always caution, you know, because our fans come out and they get that place rocking, and it's a lively game day atmosphere at the bowl. Is you get too excited, you get close to the edge of that bowl, and that grass is wet and slippery, you're going down to the bottom, and you're going to be right next to me in a hurry. So be careful if you're at the bowl and you're close to the edge and you're excited. So, the surface is great to play on. That turf is it just drains the water right off, and you end up getting wet pellets everywhere. But other than that, it's really nice in the weather and the conditions we play in.
1 o'clock kickoff tomorrow afternoon at the bowl. They're honoring one of the baseball teams tomorrow?
Yeah, our conference champion baseball team from a couple years back will be in the house, and that'll be kind of fun to have them there, and I'm sure they'll be excited to watch a football game and enjoying the atmosphere of the day and have them back on campus.
Get out and support the Prairie Fire tomorrow afternoon. You got the Streaks 11, and get done with there. Head over to the bowl and watch some more great college football.
Love it.
Knox College head football coach Damon DeMayo joining us here this morning. Well, this weekend in college football, there's – let me ask you, because you being the guy that knows the Pac-12, there's a game tonight with a ranked team. We talked about Cal and how well they've been playing. They're 4-0. Arizona State, they'll play. It'll be a late game tonight, but the Sun Devils are 3-1. Is that going to be a game? Or is that record deceiving, the 3-1?
I want to say it's a little deceiving. Everyone's kind of pointing in the Pac-12 right now at the USC Washington. USC managed to be 3-1 right now, even though they don't really have a quarterback. Washington has a good team. It was fun to watch them play BYU last Saturday. Caught a little bit of that game on our bye week. But Arizona State, are they for real? And they're going to have to kind of move forward right now to find out, because Utah kind of took a lick. And now who's going to be the team on the West Coast to emerge themselves at the front?
And a few Friday night Big Ten games over the years, the Illini have played one tonight. Penn State ranked number 12, 3-0. They'll take on Maryland. The Terrapins, 2-1. I don't know. That, again, could be deceiving.
It's Penn State. I think it's their team. The team there this year, they're a top 10 team. And I think another week or two, and they're going to be ranked that way. So if you're picking, Penn State would definitely be one to look at. I think it's neat to look across the landscape, though, when you're trying to figure out what's going on. The big game everyone's talking about is Virginia at Notre Dame. Everyone watched Notre Dame just get, it was an interesting one with Georgia last week, to say the least. Is Notre Dame for real? And they need to get back on track this week if they're going to make a push. Everyone knows Georgia is for real. Georgia has spent over $200 million. $200 million, yes, that's with an M, in the last couple of years on their football program. When you have a new facility,
wow,
upgrading their coaching staff, and their recruiting budget is second to none on the national level. So Georgia is a real contender in this playoff picture, and they are committed down there to being successful, and they're getting it done.
Still think it's not big business? there's yeah, a prime example.
Makes you wonder a little bit. The other game I think that's interesting, though, in our region is Wisconsin. You know, after Wisconsin thrashed Michigan, which was exciting to watch because the team up north is not a real favorite of mine or the guy in khaki. But, you know, Wisconsin, what a legitimate game they played on the national stage. Now, Northwestern, this would be a trap game for them. It's at Wisconsin. Like, all signs are pointing to Wisconsin to win, but Wisconsin's got to go do it. And Northwestern's the type of team that can come in and sneak one on you, even on your own home turf. So I expect Wisconsin to win, but they may be closer than it should be. That's the morning kickoff at 11 o'clock. Keep your eye on Wisconsin. The 2:30 game is Notre Dame, Virginia. And if you want to peek over at Washington, which I think is exciting to watch still, and USC. And then the night game. The night game for me is Kansas State. Kansas State started the season 3-0. New head coach, Chris Klieman, former head coach of the North Dakota State Bison. Yes, okay, here we go. I'm going again on Fargo, home
well,
of the
Well, and successful. Very successful up there.
So, you know, he took over Coach Snyder. He'd been there forever, and the program has had some success and has guys and continuity. But when you look at a program like that with a new head coach, they started the season 3-0, this is a statement game for them playing Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State had a great game last week with Texas, and I think now you have a chance here to make a big push on the national stage for the top 25 for Kansas State. So 6 o'clock is an interesting game to watch. I think it's going to be a good game down in Norman.
Okay, now this on paper, and if this would have been last week going in, people thought, oh, what a great matchup. But after what Illinois did against Nebraska for a good chunk of that game, probably not. Ohio State, number 5, and Nebraska. I mean, or was that a fluke that Illinois played so well and had the lead for so long in that game and felt they probably gave it away?
I think Illinois just went out all in on that game, and I felt they almost needed to after the Eastern Michigan loss of the previous week. Illinois is on a bye this week, so it's kind of hard to gauge them and what's going on there. But I think they went all in, and they got to the end and had a chance and lost the game. And it tells you that they're trying, and there's a little bit of hope there. But Nebraska is moving in the right direction to be able to pull that one out late. I don't think Nebraska is being in the major playoff picture this year, but I think they are improving under their new staff from Central Florida.
But I guess you'll find more about out about them when they play Ohio State tomorrow night.
Well, Ohio State is you know, you're talking top 5 in the country right now, and they're humming. So I don't expect it to be much of a game there. But, you know, you still got to play it.
Okay, over the last couple of years, Washington State has been pretty good in the Pac-12. They're 3-1, not ranked. And now the Utes from Utah, ranked number 19, those two both 3-1, and they'll play a late game tomorrow night.
Yeah, see, I'm kind of perturbed that Washington State got, that was my early season pick to be kind of a, you know, a dark horse getting into a major bowl game. I don't think they'll be top 4, but a major bowl game. That UCLA game that Washington State played last week, if you missed that, as most people did because they turned it off at halftime because it felt like it was midnight here, well, they came back, and UCLA won that game 67-63. Coming back from an over 30-point deficit in the second half. Insane scoring. Does anybody play defense on the West Coast? I don't know. But it was a fun, exciting one. Thank God I TiVo'd it because I can go back and watch it because I went to bed. But, you know, they fell out of the top 25. I still think Washington State is a team. Utah, it'll be very interesting to watch them play. That's at 9 o'clock tomorrow. That's the night or the Pac-12 after dark game tomorrow night.
We've never heard anybody say West Coast, the phrase West Coast defense. It's always West Coast offense.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. And that says it. You know, 130 points scored in a college game. That's ridiculous. And that did not go to overtime.
Damon Tomeo, Knox College head football coach, joining us each week during the regular season. What it's one of those weeks. I mean, number one, Clemson against Carolina. Number two, Bama. They've got, who did they have? I lost it. Added up.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking.
Not right now.
Yeah, at this point, they're not, you know, nothing too. Oh, Ole Miss they've got. And weird Big Ten, Iowa, no conference game this week. They're playing Middle Tennessee this week. So kind of a weird weird scheduling of the Big Ten.
Yeah, and for Iowa, they got to continue to push forward. It's nice to see Iowa ranked at 14 now, and they should be able to make a push as they get further into Big Ten play and have to play some of these teams that are ranked. As if you look across the entire landscape of college football and you start looking at the teams that are like really at the top, you know, Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, LSU. Interesting. LSU making this run now, Ed Orgeron, and Ohio State. Now, I think there's your top five. Outsiders looking in and teams that could make a push. Oklahoma, I don't know if Auburn can do it. Wisconsin for sure this year. Again, I don't think Florida can do it. Watching Notre Dame, not the biggest Notre Dame fan. Sorry, I am Catholic, but still not a Notre Dame fan.
Isn't that sacrilege? I thought you were required to be.
I think you're required, but I'm still not a Notre Dame fan. And I think Texas has improved, but Texas is not in that top 10 picture. So everyone else, you know, Penn State possibly is in that mix, and there's some other teams that could really push. There's no Pac-12 team in there. And I think there won't be this year, but there'll be some right on the outside of the door.
Well, we can talk some more about North Dakota because of the NFL game last night. Eagles get the win over the Pack. That made a lot of people in this area kind of sad. But
you got to go Carson Wentz. Can't root against him. I always know when the Eagles are playing because my wife has the game on the TV when I walk in the door. So it's the only NFL team she watches because of Carson Wentz and his alma mater, North Dakota State. Good Pack game last night, though, even though they ended up on the bottom side of that. That knocks them out of being one of the undefeated teams going into this weekend.
I'm looking up and down this weekend's schedule, and there not that there won't be some good games. Record wise, I guess Chiefs Lions would that be the game this week or not? I mean, record wise, yeah, but
yeah, that's a tough one. New England at Buffalo is probably the one that you're looking at. Two of the better teams, at least they're 3-0 on record.
Yeah,
and well, someone's going to lose a game there and knock themselves out. Chiefs, Rams, the Bills, Cowboys, Patriots, and the Niners. All starting the season 3-0, so we're kind of in the driver's seat at this point. But again, it's still very early. We're not even at the quarter mark of the NFL season.
Could have a good game in Chicago. A couple of 2-1 teams. Another kind of rivalry game. Bears Vikings will match up.
That's always a fun one. Anytime Packers Bears or Bears Vikings. Yeah. Any of those three teams playing. It's a 2-point spread. Should be a close game, and it's at the afternoon slot for the day. So it should be a good game to watch. I think this is going to be a close one.
Dolphins.
Dumpster fire tag. But you know one of the neat things about the Dolphins, maybe neat is not the appropriate thing, they've been outscored 133-16.
Wow.
103 games in 133. And you got to wonder, are they really trying to lose on purpose? Begs the question, as they're trading away some of their best players, stocking back draft picks, and if you look ahead at the 2020 draft, they now have 3 first-round picks in 2020. They have 2 second-round picks in 2020.
Wow.
Are they strategically losing this season and just trading away players for picks and then building themselves up for the future? And then if you really want to dig deep and go down the rabbit hole, they're seeing the old Patriots with a 42-year-old quarterback. How many more years he has left, and they're building for the future in Miami? Maybe. I don't know. But if they aren't, man, this season is going to be a tough one to swallow.
Well, I was going to say, and how, as professional football players, have you only scored 16 points? If you're really playing hard.
These guys are getting paid. Yeah. It's sad to see them trading away some of their best players, though. But then again, when you start looking at the picks, makes you wonder.
I want to mention the Browns, of course, the connection with Todd Monken as the quarterback coach there, and with Baker Mayfield. They've struggled a little bit so far. 1-2. Go to Baltimore. Reputation of great defense in Baltimore. Any chance that the Browns can turn one around and get one on the road?
I'm going to hope. I really am going to hope. But you know, when you're a 6.5-point underdog in that game and it's in Baltimore, I'm not feeling great about that one for the Browns, and sorry about that, but it's just going to be a tough one, I think, for them this week.
Let's see. I was trying to think of any other I mean, it's just hard. There's a lot of 1-2 versus 2-1, or a couple of 2-1 teams, 3-0 versus 1-2. There's just not a boatload. Although, no Drew Brees, but Cowboys Saints in New Orleans. Teddy Bridgewater did a commendable job last week. What about that game?
Well, New Orleans, it should be the pick on this one. They're favored by 2.5, and it is in New Orleans. So that should help them out on the day. Cowboys still starting the season 3-0 and are playing good football. So it should be a decent game, but taking the Saints on this one.
Now, normally the saying would be two undefeated teams meet and somebody's O has got to go. Well, it's just the opposite on Monday night. Bengals, Steelers, both 0-3, so somebody's O has got to go. Somebody's got to win that
somebody's
game.
Somebody's got to win. So, yay, finally. Yeah.
I don't know what's – I mean, Roethlisberger obviously is out, but they were already bad even before he got hurt. What's going on with that team?
That's tough. The injury thing in the NFL is one of the biggest factors. You get a guy hurt, and then the salary cap affects you and how deep you can have your roster. And with only so many you can have, it's tough. It's tough. Both teams aren't really blowing it up at all, because they're only scoring about 2-3 touchdowns a game, and they're giving up 3-4 touchdowns a game. So that's usually a recipe for disaster there on both programs. Injuries aside, at least it's a game on Monday night we could watch. Trying to be optimistic.
There you go. It's a game.
It's a game. It's something it'll on TV. Yeah.
Like I said on Seinfeld, why would they watch it? Well, because it's on TV.
Because it's on TV. Exactly. Yeah, something to do. Yeah, something to do.
Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo joins us each Friday morning. We talk some football. Of course, schedules moved around with the storms expected tonight. Got a couple of the small school games around the area. Mid-County United, Abingdon, Avon, South Fulton, both moved up to 6 o'clock kickoffs. The Galesburg homecoming game moved up to 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Any other matchups you're seeing? Of course, Knoxville did keep bumping up in the rankings. They look like the premier team in the immediate area.
Absolutely. Knoxville 4-0 on the start of the season. Congrats. They got Lewiston. This weekend's game, I'm still circling the October 4th game versus Abingdon. I think that's going to be a great game in the conference, in the Prairie Land Conference. Farmington sitting at 3-1, also playing Havana tonight at 3-1. So that's going to, on the blue side of things, be able to break that tie and have a clear favorite there going into the end of the season here. And on Weathersfield and Princeville, both 4-0 on the season. Nice to see from both teams. So Lincoln Trail probably going to be decided tonight between those two teams. And I tell you, Starling keeps rolling in the Western Big Six. I mean, that's the team that Geneseo tried last week, and Starling came up on top. And Starling's going to keep going with Quincy this weekend. But Starling's the team there to watch.
All right, Coach. Well, tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock kickoff at the Nosher Bowl at Knox College. Hopefully, we're looking right now, they're saying about a 40% chance of some showers and thunderstorms, and they're saying that throughout the entire day, or yeah, that looks throughout the day. So hopefully that'll hold off, and we have some pretty good weather for a great afternoon of college football at the bowl.
Yeah, that would be great. And everyone that's traveling this weekend watching games, travel safe. Bring your raincoat and umbrella, and enjoy the weekend of football.
Coach, thanks as always. Appreciate it. Best of luck tomorrow afternoon.
Thanks, Tom.